She Kills Monsters opens Friday, April 12th, and it goes through the 20th of April at the Nancy T. Hansen Theater. The director, Amy Lynn Budd, is here to talk about She Kills Monsters. This is a fun production. I didn't know this play at all, and it's been really fun to read about it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's one of the most heavily produced plays in the United States right now, and it has come on really strong over the past couple of years. So people didn't know it, and then suddenly it's everywhere. At least three people I went to undergrad with are directing this play this school year in various circumstances.
And I know that there's a whole sort of list of characters and persons in this. Is it fun to have something like this at the end of the year?
I think it really is. To try and do something completely new that pushes all of our capacities in terms of acting, in terms of set, prop, and costume construction, in terms of the physical work that actors are being asked to do, and learning about puppetry. It's really, really exciting. And to have this kind of wild cast of characters to work with is a joy.
Well, it opens up on April 12th, and it goes through the 20th. If you Yes. don't know about She Kills Monsters, obviously the title sounds a little fantastical. Would you tell folks just sort of a little summary about the play?
It is a bit fantastical. She Kills Monsters essentially deals with themes of grief, loss, and coming into maturity with a backdrop of the world of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, so a lot of fun. And I think that there's some 90s culture into this, and it's really a bit fun and at the same time serious.
Yeah, it's totally full of 90s culture. The play takes place in 1997, and I am, it turns out, the exact same mathematical age as the protagonist, Agnes, who is a second-year teacher at the time. And Agnes is this young woman who, 2 years prior to the action of the play, has lost her entire family in a car accident, like the night before her college graduation. And so over a couple of years, she's been grieving and getting a job and cleaning out the family home. And she's reached this point in that process where she's kind of stuck. And the one space she has left to clean out before she moves in with her boyfriend and moves on with her life is to clean out her little sister Tilly's room. And Tilly is 6 years younger than Agnes and has a completely different point of view on the world. So Agnes is a really nice regular girl who likes what's popular and does what she's supposed to do and isn't really interested in standing out in the crowd. And Tilly is fascinated with Dungeons and Dragons. So she's a girl playing when girls didn't play a lot back in the day. They did, but there weren't a lot of them. And it turns out that Tilly is also a closeted lesbian, but Agnes didn't know that about her kid sister until she finds out in the course of playing this game. And this game that she plays is a homespun Dungeons and Dragons module, which means it has tweaked some of the rules and conventions of a regular Dungeons and Dragons game. And this module is in a notebook that she finds in her sister's room when she starts cleaning. And so as she plays the game, she learns about her sister's life, and she also, I think, goes on a spiritual journey towards her own maturity and her own letting go and moving into real adulthood.
My guest is Amy Lynn Budd, who is directing She Kills Monsters, that opens for Purdue Theater on April 12th, and it goes through the 20th. I imagine there's some great conversations as you direct this with the students playing these, not only about this play, but about, as you talked about, you know, having elaborate sets and costumes and whatnot, about, you know, making the character without, you know, without the costume, and then as you transform, I imagine there's some fabulous conversations to have with the kids.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're all doing many, many different things. They've all had to learn to wield at least one or two weapons, in some cases more, in stage combat. And they have to get as effective at speaking that language as they are at speaking English, because a lot of the action of the play is carried in the stage combat. And so that has to be grounded within who the character is. Some of the characters can be seen as sort of projections of Tilly, the younger sister's psyche, but that's not really something that you can act. So they have to get comfortable making real decisions about the functioning of their character in the world of a play. And then they also have to kind of prepare for the wild costumes they're going to wear by wearing rehearsal costumes, because actually those change the way that you move and the way that you use space. And so grounding the character in reality of given circumstances, learning that part of those given circumstances is dressing really differently than you do every day, and preparing to move into the theater are all really, really, really big things. We have a massive set piece. The central set piece is this mountain that is made out of welded steel and cardboard and paper, and it revolves. And so it's got a cave on the lower level on one side, and then when it turns around, it has Tilly's teenage bedroom carved in the upper level on the other side. And so figuring out how to stage this play in the rehearsal hall, where we just have a map of the stage taped out on the floor, has been really challenging. We got to move to the theater and start working with the scenery just last Friday evening.
Wow. Well, we're looking forward to it. It sounds like one to see for sure. She Kills Monsters at the Nancy T. Hansen Theater on the Purdue campus. It opens on Friday the 12th, and it goes through the 20th. There are evening shows and some matinees. I guess I'd end saying, what would you say to someone to encourage them to come see a play if they've never been to Purdue Theater?
This is a play that's different than you would ever expect theater to be. It's populated by fanciful characters, demons, elves, a kind of goofy dungeon master that goes back and forth between grunge references and rap references. You'll see characters that you can relate to. And I think there's a wonderful, as wild as they are, you'll relate to them. And I think there's a wonderful intergenerational play, intergenerational vibe at play here, because this play is very much set in Generation X, right? At that electric moment in the late 90s. And so my generation and my friends who had children in their 20s, those kids are now coming to school and portraying that world in this play that we all lived in. And so I think it's going to be exciting for grandparents to know their kids turned out all right, and for parents to see their kids coming up and turning out okay.
Well, we're looking forward to it. She Kills Monsters opens April 12th. Amy Lynn Budd, Toy Toy, and Break a Leg.
Thank you so much.